Welcome to Shomach Shomach Nadav, she is sponsored by Nishma Sambi HaKoshom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Mumetziah Daf Samech Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings the Drosho, V'chai Echicho Yimoch, what's Echicho Yimoch come to teach you? Ad Shebor Rekiva V'limit, V'chai Echicho Yimoch, Chayecha Koidim L'chayecha Vercha. When a person has one pitcher of water, if him and his friend will drink it, so they both will die. Or he could drink and his friend will die, the din is v'chai achicho yimoch, you come first, you have to drink it, and let your friend die. A simple question on this is, we know we have another pasuk. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicho. You have to love your friend like yourself. And here Rabbi Akiva says, ze klal gadol b'Torah. It's a special rule in the Torah that you have to love your friend like yourself. So how can it be that we're saying here, v'chayecha koidim l'chayecha v'echa? So the one who addresses this question is the Ramban in Chumash. And the Ramban in Parsha Gedoshi, where it says, V'avta recha kamoicho, he goes on to answer two answers. We'll start with the second answer. And in the second answer, the Ramban says, that V'avta recha kamoicho means, you should always want your friend to have the best. Don't just say that your friend should be very rich, but he will not have enough covet. Don't have any ill wishes towards your friend at all. Have a full ava towards your friend with no limitations and no bad wishes. The same way a person to himself wants himself to have all the good, his friend should have the same, with no limitations. In a similar ma'alech, the Maharsha in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where there the Gemara brings that Hillel taught the ger on one foot, he said in Aramaic, what you hate, don't do to your friend. Says, why do you say the Aramaic? Why don't you bring the pasuk after Recha Kamoicho? So says the Maharsha, because we have our Gemara, Chayecha Koidmim. You come before your friend. But so what does it mean that after Recha Kamoicho? Don't do anything bad to your friend. Lo Yisikoin, Lo Yisitor. Don't do any damage to your friend. Madasani Aloch Lo Yisav Lechavroch. Whatever you hate, don't do it to your friend. So meaning after Recha Kamoicho really refers to not to have any damage or any bad things to your friend, the same you don't for yourself. But the good things, and echrami, chayecha kodmim. But in the first answer, the Ramban says, haflogo. It's an exaggeration. The Ramban adds, ki lo yikabel leiv odom shirav es chavir kavos es nafshay. It's impossible for a person to love his friend like he loves himself. So there's a lashon of haflogo of exaggeration. This is very hard to understand. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, which is only exaggeration, only haflogo, doesn't actually mean it. What's shot in this Ramban? So the Pachad Yitzchok in Shavuos Maimer Chof Aleph goes on Be'arichus to explain this Ramban, and he says the following. He brings an example regarding the fact that we know that Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod, Shmoch is one. And lastly, love, we're going to say the Brocha V'Toyv HaMeitiv, meaning that everything is going to be good, we'll see the Achdus of Hashem. So what's shot in this world in Olam Hazeh? We have two Brochas. We have a Toyv HaMeitiv, we have Dynamis. We have a Brocha on good, we have a Brocha on bad. The answer is, because Adam HaRishon did a chait, and there is misa in the world, there's death in the world, so in this world it looks like things are not perfect. There are things that look bad. In the ideal world, Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. But in the world that we're living right now, we can't see it, so we have two types of brachas. The bracha refers to what we actually can see and sense. Says Rav Hubner, the same thing applies regarding a friend. Ideally, it should have been that a person should love himself and his friend completely with no limitations. What is the definition of a person loving himself completely? Because he says, Bishvili Nivra Oilam, the world is created for me. But a person today cannot say Bishvili Nivra Oilam, because there's death in the world. So he's created for a very short amount of time. So the way the world looks right now, if a person himself cannot say the Bishvili Nivra Oilam, see, he can, so to speak, love himself completely. Koshiken, he can't love his friend completely. This world where there is limitations, where there is a boundaries, where there's gvulim of what things can happen, we don't have the complete v'ahavta recha kamoicho. You don't love yourself completely, you don't love your friend completely. And we can add to what the Pachad Yitzchok is saying, going back to our Gemara. Here he's talking about a choice. A person needs to choose who's going to die. Who's going to wonder, who's going to live and who's going to die. So we're talking in the world where you're under the realm of misa, of death, of limitations. So here, says Rav Hutner, that's shot in the Ramban. Lashon HaFloga means, really, ultimately, a person should be klal ha'olam, and every single human being should be part of his life. And after Hakamon Chashim Miskayim, Bishleimus, the same way that we're going to have the Shleimus of Hatoiv Ameitiv Hashem Echod Ushmaechot. But in a world that has limitations and Gvulim, so there you cannot have the full after Hakamoicho. There you have to say it's a little bit of exaggeration, and you have Chayecha Koidmin Chayecha Vercho. Dvarim Amukim Me'oid, which Kedai very much to be Mizboin and think about them more. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shava, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.